Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. On tonight, we do have, once again, Pastor Norman King. My first cousin, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight once again. And I'm going to ask all the listeners right now, if you will please stay on the line. Do not go off the internet after he concludes the message for tonight. He's going to share with us another song in ministry following the message. And the song is titled, Who's on the Lord's Side by Reverend Timothy Wright. So you want to be blessed by that musical selection after the message on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor King as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We come now in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Therefore, it will not hinder us by us not asking for forgiveness of our sins. We don't want to be hindering our walk and our fulfilling our God purpose in the earth for your glory. So we ask that you will forgive us once again of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will move by your spirit over the airways. Should there be any listeners on tonight who is not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power to the point they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We ask also that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved, and I still continue to lift up my neighbor, Sister Vani, in the loss of her son. Continue to give her strength, continue to comfort her, and not only her, but everyone that is bereaved on tonight all over the land. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to come thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we're not worthy of it. But we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. So we now pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified through your word, Heavenly Father, that's going to go forth, because we know it's not going to return void unto you. It's going to accomplish everything that you set forth to do over the airways on tonight. We thank you that you know who's listening, and what we all stand in need of. So now, Lord, we come before we close this prayer. We want to continue to lift up our president to you, Heavenly Father, and every world leader, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives in it or agendas. We pray, Lord, you will touch their hearts. They will come to know who you are and know that you are in total control at all times. So we ask that you would touch their hearts, Lord, that they would show love and compassion toward all people all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise once again for who you are. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, just because you're educated does not mean you're smart. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Just because you're educated does not mean you're smart. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I only have one announcement for tonight, and that is, I'm so excited to announce on behalf of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our bishop and our pastor and shepherd there. You are invited to VBS 2019 Vacation Bible School, STU, which stands for Super Training University with Jesus. Again, this is our Vacation Bible School at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Our church address is 1330 Crane Street. That's on the east side of Detroit at the corner of Agnes, Detroit, Michigan. Zip code is 48214. Our Vacation Bible School starts on Monday, this coming Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th. It starts at 6 p.m., and it will run through 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served starting at 5 p.m. There will be classes for all ages. So you are all in the Detroit, Michigan area. If you are interested, you and your children are invited to our Vacation Bible School. And once again, the starting date is Monday, this coming Monday, July 22nd, and it will run through Thursday, July 25th. And once again, the address for Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, 1330 Crane Street at the corner of Agnes. And once again, Bishop James A. Jennings is the senior pastor there. We're going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. So I pray once again that you have your Bibles. I pray that you have your pencils and your paper ready to follow along with him as we get ready to receive God's word once again on tonight. Enjoy the music break, please.
Life for me. Keep you praying. is great.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Why? God is worthy to be praised. Before we bring forth Pastor Norman King, I do want to announce to the listeners that Deacon Marvin Cox, thank God, has been released from the hospital. He is recovering at home. It's going to be a little more process in his healing. We want to continue to keep Deacon Marvin Cox lifted up in prayer. You know, he's one of our guests that come forth on this worldwide platform delivering and sharing with us inspirational poems and also powerful words from the Lord. So we want to keep our brother in Christ, Deacon Marvin Cox, lifted up in prayer for a full recovery, that God will be able to get the glory through his testimony that God is again the one who has healed him. And also I do want to mention and announce to the listeners, I am so excited for what God has done and is doing through this worldwide platform. I'm not bragging or boasting, but this month is my 6-year anniversary as executive director and host on Blog Talk Radio. So I thank God for allowing me to be the overseer of this worldwide platform for 6 years now. And if it be the will of God, I do look forward to even 6 years more or even longer. Whatever the Lord's will is for this ministry and platform, so I just want to give God glory and praise for allowing me to be able to be one of the executive directors and hosts on Blog Talk Radio for 6 years thus far. So right now we are ready to receive the word, and I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready. Right now we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Once again, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. Come on, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for this privilege to be on the air tonight, giving God the glory, and I magnify his name. I love him. I'm reminded of a friend that I have about 2 months ago looked at me. He said, I'm just obsessed with God. I said, you know what, I am too. And shortly after that led me to do that message I did about 2 or 3 weeks ago about being addicted. You know how over there in, I think it's 1 Corinthians, I can't remember exactly, but you know, it's about how we ought to be addicted to the Lord. Amen. And before I get started with the message tonight, I want to do a shout-out. Amen. Last week I was on vacation, and God graced me be able to go back to the old landmark. I've been married last Saturday, a week from today, was my 40th year of being married. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for it. You know, I married my wife. You know, we both from Greensboro, and I joined the military. And I don't know if you know, but if anybody been in the military, if you got a girl back home, you don't like leaving them. Come on. Come on, somebody, huh?
And
I kept coming home. I kept coming home. You know, I tell folks that I get paid 1 week. I got money to come home. I was 6 hours from Greensboro back then. And the next week, I ain't got no money. And I start going to the pawn shop. I had to come home and see my girl. Come on, somebody, huh? And after a while, I said, you know what? It's time for me to marry her. I can't keep going through this right here. Amen. Because we had a daughter already, our oldest child, 41 years old. You know, she's born a year and a half before we got married. So anyway, I want to do a shout out, you know, 40 years of marriage. And out of those 40 years, I've been saved 36 of those 40 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got married in 1979, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in 1983. I'm saying this because somebody out there need to hear this. Because I know for sure that if it had not been for the Lord, now come on, somebody, it's up to you. We got free will, though. We got free will.
Yeah.
True. You got to make that choice. Amen. And I knew because I had parents. Come on, somebody, huh? That raised me up in the Lord. And I knew at a young age that if I expect this marriage to make it, come on, I had to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And God allowed me to be like Abraham, sent me to a foreign land. Come on, got me away from everybody that knew me. And I got saved in transition in Germany. Amen. Before I even got a sign and go outside to my unit, God put a roommate who was like a Charles Stanley type person, who was the teacher of the word. He taught me in a way like I never had been taught before. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to get that sound tonight. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, my all, as old folks say, my all in all. Hallelujah. I thank you for this time tonight. I know that I can't do nothing without you. Jesus said it in John 15, but then Paul spoke it in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I know that I'm not nothing without Christ. But through Christ, I'm everything. Hallelujah, because I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. And I say thank you, Lord, this night that I may be decreased and that you will increase and that whoever's out there who need this word, that they listen attentively, Father God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to them tonight. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. That's what the demon of the Lord say, amen, amen, and amen. Sometimes, you know, when you go to the Lord and you ask of the Lord to give you a message, I've learned through my maturing on this walk for the Lord that just sow into your spirit every day. Every day, make those godly deposits. Every day that you live, because we got to become more God conscious. Amen. I don't have to be sweating and trying to figure out what I'm going to preach about because I know I walk with God. I have a personal relationship with God. And I sow into my spirit each and every day. And it's personal, y'all. David said in Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, and we got to take it personal, amen. And I know when the Spirit of God is moving me in a certain direction, this way he brought me for this week's message, amen. And so I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 9. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. Verses 1 through 9, King James Version. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. Verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, of Jannes and Jambres, which stood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Amen. Now, this is going to be a part two and a part one and part two, because I'll be on the air next week. So I'm going to do part one tonight, so I'll be covering verses 1-4 in tonight's message. And the sermon topic for tonight is stay the course. Stay the course. Now, even though we're living in the last days, come on, we got to understand, people, God, that what is said here is that this know also that in the last days, perilous, which means dangerous, times what shall come. This is the message primarily for the saints of God, for the people of God, for the believer. Amen. So we can quit walking around scratching our heads as if we are surprised or in awe by what's happening. Paul even said in one of his verses, more than one, he said, I have you not to be ignorant of these things. Over, I have you to know these things. So verse 1 again, this know also, good God Almighty, this know, let me look at the Amplified and see what it says here. Amplified, let's see what it says, Amplified. Amplified says, same verse 1, it said, but understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. So we got to understand that this should not be surprising to the believer. That's why the Holy Spirit gave me a message tonight. Stay the course. Quit using all these excuses. Quit murmuring, complaining. You know, we got an example back in the Old Testament that the children of Israel was on it took them 40 years to go on an 11-day journey. And we got some, this word is to the believer. We got some believers that is just like the children of Israel. They murmur and complain about everything. Come on, somebody, huh?
Everything,
if it's one
everything.
Thing, then it's everything. Because the word of God says that a double-minded person is unstable, what, in all thy ways. So this is not a word. I'm not speaking a word to rebuke you. I'm speaking a word to encourage you. Amen. When growing up in the house, mom and daddy, you know, I'm speaking personally right now, right? There were times when it comes time to get whooped, there were times I wanted to be whooped by daddy over mama. Because, see, when daddy whooped you, it was harder. But it was fast. It was over with. You burned, but it was a short time. But mama, she going to preach to you. Come on, somebody, huh? She going to hit you.
Hello.
She going to talk. She going to hit you. She going to talk.
Yes,
hit you and then talk. So I'm trying to say that as I'm delivering this word tonight, people, God, this word is to what encourage you. Amen. You want to get mad at somebody, get mad at God. Come on, somebody, huh? This is his word. And this is a word that need to come forth. Amen. Because we live in the time.
Yeah.
See, the scripture says that, here it is again, that we are in the last days. Now, I got a guy right now that is trying to predict when Jesus is coming back.
Lord,
and for you out there who don't know the scripture, or it's been a while since you heard it, I'm going to go ahead and refer it before I get any farther in this message tonight. I'm going to look at Mark. Mark 13:32. And for you who got the Bible that got colors in it, it's in red. So you know what
Jesus
that means.
Jesus
said these words. In verse 32, Mark 13:32, Jesus said, but of that day and that hour know it no man. No.
That's it.
No, he said. Not the angels which are in heaven. Listen right here. Neither the Son, good God Almighty, but the Father. So we got to what? Stay the course. When you got somebody speaking something contrary to the word of God, it don't matter who they is. You look at, I'm gonna be like the old folk, not Cousin James, the old folk will say you got to know the Lord for yourself. Come on.
Yes,
you also put a little bump behind it, huh? And so you got to know the Lord for yourself. Amen.
Yes,
so this topic tonight is what? Stay the course. Amen. Stay the course. Become more God conscious. Amen. watch,
amen,
and focus on Jesus, amen, who is
yes.
the author and the finisher of your faith. Watch and focus on Jesus. You know why? Because the devil is seeking to distract mankind
mm-hmm.
from what? From understanding the signs and the closeness
mm-hmm.
of Jesus coming. You ain't got no. You don't need nobody with no 3 or 4 degrees or no scholar of this that to tear you. I'm not. No, get me wrong. I'm not knocking all that. But the book, the Bible, by way of the Holy Spirit, if you want to know, seek God in a genuine way, and the Holy Spirit would not hold back anything. Come on, somebody. Amen.
My witness.
And that's how you know. Amen. We are living a time that, especially, I got to speak it, y'all. We need to draw closer to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Closer
Amen.
To the Lord. So, see, another verse. I got to share this. That's why I got me 2 parts of the sermon, because there's so much meat, y'all. I don't know. You may be a vegetarian. I don't know. But I'm going to give you some meat tonight. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Well.
So, in Second Peter, I just want to give y'all some foundational scripture tonight. Amen. That's going to help me clarify what I'm preaching about. 2 Peter 3 and 9. 2 Peter 3 and 9. You want to try to figure out why come it's taking so long, why Jesus ain't came back? Some of y'all saints and all, wish the Lord would come soon. That's not none of your business.
Lord.
What you're mm-hmm. supposed to do is make sure you live each day, like it's your last.
There
in other words,
go.
Making sure you being right, standing with God. So 2 Peter 3:9, this is what it says. The Lord is not slack concerning
mm-hmm.
his promise, as
That's
some
right.
men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that
mm-hmm.
all should come to repentance. So he's given his grace. He's giving you a chance to make it right. Amen? So we got to get right.
Amen.
And that song tonight that's going to be played is very fitting, because that song, the question let me ask, whose side are you on? And
mm-hmm.
what he's saying, he talks to the people of God. And he ain't talking to the world. He's talking about talking to the people of God. And the lyrics are going to say, get up. Get
mm.
up. Some of y'all need to have the spirit of resilience. You might have gotten knocked down, flat on your back, but you ain't knocked out. Come on, huh? Excuse me, God Almighty.
Amen.
But God is saying, get up. Stay the course. Look here.
Yeah.
God Almighty. God done blessed you before. So you know if he blessed you before, he'll bless you again. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Amen. It don't matter what your
Amen.
Problem is. Nor do it matter what circumstance you may be experiencing. The Lord is not slack.
He
is not slack. Amen. He is not slack. Amen. So his delay, see, the Amplifier says this way, the Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. Amen. So don't be trying to, don't get all worked up over something that seems like it's taking too long. Just make sure you are using each day, each breath opportunity he give you to maximize your obedience in regards to what he called you to do. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Now, as we look at this word tonight, amen, I want to teach. Can I teach?
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about, excuse me, tonight I want to talk about the godless marks of the last days. See, that's why it's so important to be in a church that teaches the word of God. Don't get me wrong. Now, preaching is good. Well, see, we need to be preached to and taught. Because, see, preaching proclaims the word, whereas teaching explains the word. Amen? So tonight, I want to take this part one and lay some foundation and talk about the godless marks of the last days. Amen? Now, even though this was written years ago, we can see that the same thing that was said then, we see today. Amen? Because everybody living in the last days. Your mama, your daddy, if they're gone, like both my parents are gone, grandparents, great-grandparents, according to the time they was here on the earth, they saw a lot of changes. Amen? So as I continue on, I want to look at, this is a picture of future society, a terrible picture of what the last days of human history would be like. Now, remember I said, I'm going to talk about the godless, not godly, but the godless marks of the last days. Amen? We just do not think about our day as being so terrible to a certain degree. Amen? And we seldom sit down and study what? The godless marks of society. A lot of times we are, don't get me wrong, I like the computers, I like Google, I like YouTube, but see, as people of God, we got to be careful, prayerfully careful, how much we get into a lot of that. Amen? Let the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, amen, be your guide. Amen? And the Holy Spirit be your lead, or over your basis, it's your Bible and the Holy Spirit leading and guide you through whatever, amen, that you need to know. But this is exactly what the passage does. It discusses the godless marks of the last days. It marks that come close to paint a picture of what our day and time, even though it was written back then. Amen. The fact points to our day as being part of the last days. It's very, hear me now, it is very possible that the Lord's return is at hand. Why? Because we see all of the signs. Amen. One thing is sure, that we must do what? Just what Jesus said. Amen? To prepare for his return. The guy coming to me today, and he was trying his best to start up a conversation about something they want to hear. Amen? My message tonight is stay the course. If you have already picked up that whoever these people is or person is, they're trying to distract you from your God. Amen. Your God, your knowledge, let me say it right, your knowledge of the Word of God, you got to keep it moving, y'all. Amen. So as I saw this spirit trying, because they're trying to predict when the world going to end. Come on, huh? So I told the person again, real short. I said, it's all good with me. Come on, James. I said, it's all good with me. That's not what he wanted to hear. He wanted me to go in and entertain what he was trying to say, but I ain't give him a chance to. We got to what? Stay the course. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by something that you know is godless. Remember, I'm not talking about godly. I'm talking about signs of godlessness. Amen. So as he tried, I said, it's all good with me. And I meant what I said. Because I know the Bible says to me that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So if the world ends today, it's all good with me. Hallelujah. You better know for yourself. Know for sure. Amen. It's all good. Yeah. So that's not. Amen. We got to stay the course. There's people out there that's been dispatched, and their sole purpose is to distract you, to tear you from what you believe, because they've been watching you. They've been engaging in conversation with you, and they sometimes it got you upset and mad and pissed off. Come on. Huh? But that's why God sent me to speak this word tonight. Amen. And remember, we must do just what Jesus said. Be prepared for his return. Amen. A person may need, okay, let me move on because I'm going to do this part one tonight. Amen. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Don't we see it already, y'all? We see.
Yeah.
Amen. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, let me explain perilous times. It's defined. Perilous times, meaning it means difficult, troublesome. We see it right now. Trying. We see it right now. Uneasy, hard, what? Violent. Like you say, Cousin Jane, about your neighbor whose son got killed. Violent.
Yeah.
Threatening.
Yeah.
Amen. These days are dangerous. These days are perilous. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
The picture is that of people, what, turning to and fro. Amen. Here and there, but not even knowing which way to turn. We see that right now with y'all. Amen. The last days is a biblical term that points to the end of the present age. The days right before the return of Christ. Amen. And the end of the world. Amen. So we already know this. So don't get overworked by what you see, because you're supposed to have knowledge of what you see because of what? The word of God. Amen.
Amen.
God,
that's
the
right.
First mark of the last days will be a godless world. That's what we see. That's why, you know, that's why sometimes, see, I told a guy today, I said, look, if you don't speed, look here, we got to feed our spirit, man. Because don't your
mm-hmm.
soul, man, will wear down your spirit, man. Amen?
Well,
it may be some, I'm going to call it like it is now. It may be some Marvin Gaye. Amen? Back in my day, that was bedroom music. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, huh?
That's right.
All right now. All right. All right. Stay
mm-hmm.
the course.
That's right.
Amen. I ain't going to stay on that long because I'm trying to move on to bring my point out. Amen. People will be lovers of their own selves. Don't we see that today, y'all? Huh?
Yes, Lord.
This does not mean, hear me now, this does not mean the normal and natural love of life and of oneself that we should have. It means selfishness. Come on, and self-centeredness. Don't we see it, y'all? Huh? To focus
right.
upon oneself and one's own pleasure. Yeah, we see it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the house of God. We talking about people of God.
Yes.
Amen? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And one's own pleasure and flesh. Let me back up. Now, y'all know I talk fast and I get the stuttering, amen. But let me back up and slow down, because I want to make sure. My wife gets on me all the time when I'm preaching about that, you know. She give me the eye. I know that means slow down, so let me slow down, okay? Point. Let me say it again. To focus upon oneself and one's own pleasure and flesh instead of upon God and other people, amen? That's called selfishness or self-centeredness, amen? And also, to put oneself before others, before your wife, your husband, your parent, your child, your friend, neighbor, and even before God, amen?
That's right.
To put one's own will before God's will. I'm talking, my first point tonight is talking about people who would be lovers of their own selves. That's where I'm at right now, y'all. Amen. This is a lot of information, so I know I'm not going to be able to finish all of it tonight. Amen. Self-love sets one up like a god. Uh-huh. And feels that nothing matters as much as the pleasure of oneself.
There you go.
Here we go again. In the last days, people will love themselves more than they love anyone else. Amen? Selfishness will be one of the terrible marks of the last days. Look what it says in Matthew 25:43. Matthew 25:43. Listen to these words. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visit me not. See, that's one of the scriptures right there. It's more, but I'm going to leave that one so I can go down the list a little bit. Point two, people will be covetous. The word means lovers of money, huh? And possessions. Now, I'm talking about people in the house of God now. Let's don't point the finger to the world. We see this here going on in the house of God. Amen.
Yes,
lovers of money and possession. Look what I got, huh? People will want more.
Yep.
Here we go, church. People will want more and more and bigger and bigger and better and better. Amen.
Yes,
and they will seldom be satisfied with what they have. Seldom.
That's right.
Here we go again, y'all. In the last days, people will focus upon what? Money. Banking more and more, huh? In the last days, people focus upon houses and where the best neighborhoods. Oh, yeah. On the seashore, in the mountains, huh? By the rivers, huh? Furnishing and property. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to have good things, but where's your heart at? That's all I'm saying. Where is your heart at? Amen. That's the thing. There's nothing wrong with having good things, but where's your heart? Amen. See, it's a constant struggle between your spirit and your soul as God began to bless you, you need to be disciplined. Amen.
Amen. And humble. Amen.
Men will love money. What it buys? Oh, yeah. And what it allows them to do. Amen. And they will covet more and more of it and the things that it buys. Come on, y'all. Their eyes. Now, I know this is a long, this is a lot of information, y'all. Their eyes and hearts will be focused upon money instead of God. Hallelujah. They will indulge and hoard instead of meeting the desperate needs of the poor and lost of the world. I'm going to say it again. They will indulge and hoard instead of meeting the desperate needs and the poor of and the lost world. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. See what happens? When you do that, when you love money, which is the root of all evil, then you will err from the faith. And it goes on, says, and pierce themselves through with many what? Sorrows. Amen? Point three, people will be what? Boasters, braggers, pretenders, vaunters. Amen. It is a person who boasts in what he has. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm saying these are signs of godlessness. Amen.
That's it.
Bragging may involve a job. Amen. Mm-hmm. A deal. A possession, an achievement, anything that impress others. Come on. You see my point?
Right, that's it.
We
that's
got
right.
to stay humble because
Amen.
These are godliness signs. That is see, I charged a young man right now. I said, it's okay to be zealous, but we got to be disciplined. Amen?
Amen.
We got to be disciplined.
That's right.
Amen. Bragging. Amen. The world is full of boasters, y'all know that, and braggers.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers who pretend to be wise, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Politicians who pretend to have the utopia state, huh? The world is full of boasters and braggers. Then there's people who pretend to have the product that brings health. Come on, somebody. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Religious who pretend to have the revelation and gifts and to be more spiritual than others, huh?
Look out now.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is. The father of lies.
Another thing right here. Point four is talking about people will be proud. Come on, church. Self-exaltations. They will be conceited. Arrogant. This is the scripture you're talking about. Let me stop for a minute. Let me stop and go back over here, y'all. Let me stop and go back. Because I won't get ahead of myself and then we forget what the base of this message is about tonight. Okay, let's see here. Let me get back to it. Just bear with me, y'all. Amen. I'm taking my time. I don't want to run wide open and miss the points that need to be adhered. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
All right. Now, I'm going back to the Amplified in 2 Timothy 3:1. But understand this.
In the last days
will come. Perilous times of great stress and trouble. For people be lovers of self. So as I talk about people would be proud, arrogant, putting oneself above others and looking down upon others. It means to show oneself, to lift one head above another, to hold contempt for another, to compare oneself with others. Pride can be hidden in the heart as well as openly displayed. I just want to take my time and get a few points tonight because we don't want this to hinder us from doing what God has called us to do. Amen?
Amen. That's
Matthew,
right. Amen.
Matthew 23:12. Matthew 23:12 says, "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Amen. My next point. People will be blasphemous. The word means to slander, to insult, to rail, to revile, to reproach. Blasphemy is usually thought to be against God, and it is.
That's right. Yes, it is.
But it is also a sin against men. Men can blaspheme a man. Think of the cursing and the insults thrown against God and men today. Practically everyone is cursing and reviling someone, mother, father, children, teachers, what have you, right? Why is there so much cursing today? Because there is a loss of respect for both self and others, for both position and authority. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
A disturbed and dissatisfied heart causes people to blaspheme God and man, including themselves. Amen.
Yes,
as I continue on, let me watch my time. Here we go. All I'm saying, this word need to come forth, y'all, because we need to be constantly aware of what the word of God said. Amen. And what we are seeing, and that you may have understanding. Point six, people will be disobedient to parents, refusing to do what one parent says, rebelling against one's parent, showing disrespect to parents, rejecting parental instructions, and dishonoring parental example. If a child will not honor and respect his mother and father, who will he respect? If a child will mistreat his parents, those who are the closest to him, who else would mistreat him? If a child would not obey his parents, those who love and care for him most, who then will he obey? Parents are the ones who gave birth, loved and cared for the children of the world. If the children are not loyal to them, then the children will not be loyal to anyone. Amen? And
there
I just want to say these points. There are a lot more. And for time tonight, I won't be able to say, but I want to say this from here. People will be unholy, profane, indecent, shameless, given over to the most base passion, being blind to the modest and decency, purity, and righteousness. The unholy person is mastered by passion. Come on. Seeks constant gratification of the flesh. And he senses little shame and is blind to decency. Amen. They seek his pleasure. Okay. Amen. I want to make sure that, and I'm hoping this word right here thus far has been a blessing to someone. Amen. Because as I continue, I'm going to go ahead and let me see my time. Amen. I want to say something here. Amen. I want to look at something before I get ready to close out. And I want to see, there's a word that when I was growing up, because I didn't have no understanding, it's easy to get in a fight. You call somebody ignorant when I was growing up, they thought you called them stupid. Hey, amen. I never forget when I first learned that word. I was a grown man, y'all, in Christ Jesus when I learned what that word really meant. I looked at how ignorant I was. I was ignorant, but I looked at how long I was without the correct understanding. That's why Proverbs says, "In all your getting, get understanding."
Yes,
and the part that I was going to say, I'm going to refer that to next week because the time is winding down, and I want to make sure that I play this song tonight because the words of this song. It's definitely gonna be moving. It's because it ties into this sermon tonight, amen. So I want to thank God for you who have listened and paid attention, and I pray that you have received this word tonight. And it's not a word of rebuke; it was a word of encouragement, amen.
Amen.
So as we get ready to listen to this song, Amen. I'm going to go ahead, and it's a little long, so I may start it off one way and go another way with it. So just listen to it.
We're going to get out of the way. Hallelujah. I love gospel music, and I love the saints. And I was talking with somebody the other day. I was telling how I asked the Lord to give me songs, not so much to save sinners, or I want sinners to be saved and convicted and converted, but I asked the Lord to give me songs that would encourage the saints. Because if there ever was a time the saints need to be encouraged, it's now.
Yes, Lord.
With hellhounds
yes.
are blazing on every side and the devil is attacking the saints on every hand, you need to be encouraged. You need somebody to come along every now and then and let you know that you can make it. Oh, y'all not saying nothing to me. And you see... You see, certain songs don't appeal to sinners. See, now, a song like You Can Count on Jesus, a sinner wouldn't really understand that. Because he's never been in a predicament where he had to depend on Jesus because he never knew him. But you that know the Lord, been through some trials and come up the rough side of the mountain, and the devil attacks you one more time, you don't get too perturbed and you don't get too worried because you know the Lord brought you out yesterday. So you don't worry about the future because you know he's going to bring you out on victory side. Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you know, you got to be careful now. Everybody wants to hear you sing when you can sing, but they want to hear you for wrong reasons. See, some folks just like gospel music, but they don't love the gospel message.
Watch that.
Oh, they love Jesus, keep me near the cross, and they love to sing about Jesus, but they don't love Jesus. And I want to sing songs to encourage the saints. And then while I was thinking about that, I said we live in a day now where we need to declare which side we are.
Come on.
Too many folks now straddling the fence, don't know where they are in the Lord. Look at your neighbor and ask them a question. Say, where do you stand? So who's on the Lord's side? Turn around and tell them, I'm on. You didn't turn around. Turn around and tell them, I'm on. The Lord's side. Come on, put your hands together.
Come on, I'm not gonna be.
Get up. If you're on the long side, come on, boy. Get up. If you're on the long side, get up. If you're on the long side, get on up. If you're on the long side, get on up.
If you're on the long side, get on up. Get up if you're on the long side. Get up if you're on the long side.
Because Pastor King, can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. It's more to go, but I turn it serves over you now, brother.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who's on the Lord's side? I can truly say that I am. I pray that you, the listeners, are on the Lord's side too. I pray that you're saved in Jesus' name. I just want to say to my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, this is awesome word, and I'm so glad you have part two lined up for next Saturday night. And I pray that the listeners tune in to receive the conclusion of the whole matter of this message. The message title is Stay the Course, and that's what we have to do, stay the course. And I thank God for this message on tonight. For such a time as this, don't you see the handwriting on the wall that Jesus Christ is soon to return again? And if Jesus don't come back first, guess what? We all going to have to leave this way, this life, this earth, by the way of death, if Jesus don't come back first. So the question on tonight is, are you staying the course? Are you truly on the Lord's side? You got to know in your heart, it's a personal thing. Just like Pastor Norman King said, it's personal. And your mother might be saved, your father, your pastor, your neighbor, your friend, your wife, your husband might be saved, but are you saved? So that you will be able to stay the course. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King for this message on tonight, and you definitely want to tune in next Saturday for part two of the I'm going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that has gone forth on tonight. We know that it has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set forth to do on tonight. You know who's going to be listening, and you know what we all stand in need of. But we thank you for your word, our Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you are in total control of all time. We thank you that you never slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. So we just bless your name on tonight. Again, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives and resides in every believer. We thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and soon coming King. So now, Lord, we just glorify your name on tonight once again in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to ask all listeners, please, you want to make sure that you tune in the next Saturday and receive part two of this message. And you also want to have an opportunity to share with your friends, your neighbors, and coworkers of ministries that they can tune in to go to this website and hear part one, tonight's message. If David was not on tonight to listen to it, we want to pick up and receive part one. They'll be ready for part two on next Saturday. So until next Thursday, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until next time, good night.
So you